Welcome to Israel 18 News at 5 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a calm night across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and mild temperatures in Tel Aviv. In Haifa, it's a little cooler with a gentle breeze. A perfect night for a stroll under the stars. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in, the IDF nearly struck Israeli activists near the Syrian border, mistaking them for terrorists. Also, the Times of Israel reports earlier today that the IDF killed a terrorist involved in the attack on the Nova Festival, linked to the Islamic Jihad. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Senator Rubio warns Iran over the Strait of Hormuz amid ongoing missile and drone attacks. Separately, an American official told Israel Hayom earlier today that if the conflict in Iran escalates, Israel is expected to join the military campaign. And finally, The Forward shares that Argentina's Jewish community has turned a World Cup chant into a call for justice 32 years after the EMEA bombing. Reaction has been swift on social media. Belaz News, a news outlet, posted minutes ago that U.S. Central Command has struck Iranian sites to prevent attacks on shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Joe Truesman, a security analyst, noted just now that Israeli intelligence believes Iran moved uranium enrichment centrifuges into tunnels last fall. IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, updated that a tanker in the Strait of Hormuz reported being struck by an unknown projectile, with the crew now in lifeboats. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post's report, the IDF averted a potential tragedy near Mount Hermon. The military observers identified the group as Israeli activists moments before an airstrike was due to hit. This highlights the tense atmosphere near the Syrian border and the challenges in distinguishing threats. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, the IDF confirmed the elimination of an Islamic Jihad operative involved in the October 7th attack. This operation also led to the bombing of a hospital, resulting in casualties. The incident underscores the complex nature of ongoing security operations and their impact on civilian areas. Meanwhile, Ynet's coverage of Senator Rubio's warning about the Strait of Hormuz draws attention to Iran's recent actions. Despite proposals for a ceasefire, tensions rise as missile and drone attacks on Bahrain and Kuwait continue. The situation poses significant threats to international shipping routes and regional stability. Separately, as reported by Israel Hayom, American officials indicate that if the conflict with Iran escalates, Israel may play a more active role. This potential involvement could lead to a broader regional conflict, influencing diplomatic relations and military strategies. And turning to The Forward, Argentina's Jewish community's adaptation of a World Cup chant into a call for justice reflects a long-standing pursuit of accountability. The continued remembrance of the AMEA bombing emphasizes the importance of justice and healing for affected communities. On the economic front. First, Ynet Business reports that Israeli investment fund Fortissimo is in talks to acquire Regis Israel from Blackstone for $400 million. This move could redefine inventory solutions in the region. Separately, CTEC shares that Cisco is negotiating to purchase Israeli cyber startup Zafran at a significant discount. This potential acquisition highlights the challenges facing tech startups despite high-profile investments. And finally, Israel Hayom Business notes that Ashdod Port is showcasing a technological hub for shipping and maritime transport. This initiative aims to attract investors and enhance Israel's position in global maritime logistics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 6 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.